everyone, and welcome to Superhero Think Tank. Here we have conversations about everything, and during our time together, we aim to awaken the mind, energize the body, and connect the spirit. We want to say hello to our listening audience and to our Facebook audience who will be watching this video. Thank you so much for making Superhero Think Tank your go-to podcast for all things superhero. Yes. So we're excited about our conversation today. I am Saquita, and I'm here with my earthly lord and fabulous co-host, James.
What's going on, everybody? So glad to be back with another episode of Superhero Think Tank. We are supernatural beings, and we'll have supernatural conversations that penetrate the mind and heart and get some activity going in the right direction, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, we have the best conversations, and today our conversation is going to be simply about you are more. And we want to remind you that you are more while reminding ourselves that we are more. So I just want you to think about that.
Yes,
you
are
more. And what that means is we've been talking about this month is about learning to manifest the life you want, manifesting the desires and the things that you want to see actually active in your life. And that starts with realizing that you are more. Because if you don't realize it, what happens is you'll keep attracting what you already have or what you've been attracting.
Mm-hmm.
But when you realize you are more, you give yourself permission to manifest more.
And the reason that we bring this up is because too often, many of us have the potential for more. We all have the potential for it, but many of us are stuck in the past.
Oh, absolutely.
So in other words, you are more than your past.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than that event that took place. You're more than that parent that left. You're more than that person that left. You're more than everything that ever happened in your past, because there's a present. And there's more in the present, and it could be even more than just what happens to show up. It could be something that's manifested out of a deeper part of yourself, but we have to know what that self is and how to get there.
Right.
'Cause we're more than a lot of things. We're more than goodness.
What we are, and using the past for exactly what it is. It is a wisdom. It is, you get nuggets from your past that help to give you wisdom, that help to give you insight for your here and now, but it is definitely not your defining person. It is not what you are. It is not who you are. So you're so much more than that. And to hold ourselves to an event, to hold ourselves to a disappointment, to hold ourselves to a limited definition even of this is what I know, this is what I've always done, this is what my culture is,
yes,
this is who I am,
mm-hmm,
this is my genetic makeup. You've heard us talk about that before. To hold yourself to that eliminates and hinders the possibility,
okay,
for who you are, okay, and for the more to come out.
So let me play advocate, not with the D in front, just advocate, where someone else is probably saying, but you don't know my past. You don't know the things I've been through. Dr. Sutton, Saquita, James, you just don't know the stuff I've been through. And you're right. But the reason, whatever that is, though, whatever you went through, you know, you're still more than it. Because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be here now.
But I think one of the things we do, we forget when we're saying, you don't know what I've been through, is the words on the end. You've been through it.
Been through it.
And so the very fact that you've been through it means that you're through it. So be through with it.
Yes, be through with it. Now throw it away. Put it where it belongs in proper perspective.
Yeah.
In proper perspective is, yes, this occurred.
Mm-hmm. Acceptance.
This occurred. It is no longer occurring. Therefore, I no longer am going to accept feeling effects of something that is no longer occurring.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this fear about, well, what if it happens again? Well, it will if you keep on thinking about it.
Absolutely.
It will happen again if you keep on focusing on it, because that's what you'll continue to attract. We can use our electromagnetic field to attract something different, to attract what we already have, or we can continue to attract what we don't want by simply thinking on and talking about what we don't want. So the more we start talking about what we do want, the more we start thinking on what we can be,
yes,
and the possibilities, and not even having to necessarily define it. You know, I wish that we as a people, at a generation, would get away from the need for so many labels and definitions, because
those things
are what's messing us up. Because this mindset that I have to live up to this label, I have to live up to this definition.
Yes.
I'm trying to prove to everyone that I am this. I am the big boss. I am the big bishop. I am the small person that's insignificant.
Yeah, because it goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
I am less than. I am... impoverished. I am poor. I am broke.
This is who I am.
Yeah, because you don't understand the struggle. The struggle is real.
I'm black.
Yeah.
I'm white.
Yeah,
I'm this.
Yeah.
So we're trying to live up to, this is what black people do. This is what white people do. But what about,
this is what church people do.
This is what church people do. So what about, when are we going to start realizing what beings do? What beings do? You are a celestial being of infinite possibilities. What about what God does? What about what the divine intelligence that's in you? What about what that does? And it's amazing to me how we will live up to and validate and define things that will continue to halt us, that will continue to stop our growth, that will continue to take from us, when there are other definitions that are rolling around in the cosmic universe that are saying, but you are intelligent, you are love, you are peace, you are joy, you are amazing. And if you start defining that and start living up to that, then what would your life look like then?
And you know, let me just tell you, because this is the secret, and this is the key. Everybody wants to know a secret. Everybody wants the key, right? Let me tell you right now, I got the key, I got the secret, and here it is. It just to get more.
What is it?
Less.
Absolutely.
What did he say? If you want more, do less.
Do less.
Because you know what? You're doing too much. Ain't that what you and my daughter be saying? You're doing too much.
I still say that to you.
All right, but you know what? I'm doing less now. And here's why. And here's how you get more by doing less. Be silent. Be silent.
Be still. Be
go
silent.
Go into the silence.
Mm-hmm.
What's silence? It's being quiet. It's cutting out distractions. Jesus was often silent. He would be off meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so while you're in that reflection time, all right, what happens is you start losing things. Before you gain more, you start losing. What do you lose? You lose the image of the self that you were trying to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're constantly evolving into your higher self and becoming aware of who you really are. We go through stages of thinking, oh, I'm a football player, I'm a baseball player, I'm cute, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm educated, I'm not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those things are just labels that people put on. Okay, just because you put, and you know what, and you people react to the label, and you react to the label. There's a scientist, I don't know his name, he did this thing, experiment about water, okay? And what he did, he put love on a bottle of water. He put tape, wrote love on the tape, mm-hmm. put that on the water, all right? And he put one hate, one for peace, and the crystals, all right? When he made them into ice, and the ones that had love on it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Look this up.
Mm-hmm.
Look this up, all right? But the ones that had hate and fear on there, man, they looked distorted. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It even changed the molecules in the water. Now, keep this in mind. You and I are made up of 75% water, brain 85% water. And if you add the fact that all the muscle tissue has water in it too, that's how they get up into the 90 percentile of water.
Yeah.
So these thoughts, the same way they change the water on the outside and scientifically proven, is happening on the inside of you.
Yeah. It's changing the molecules. It's changing the way that your RNA, your DNA is being shaped. And we're continually releasing, when we think negative, when we define or label negative, we're continually releasing toxic chemicals into our body.
Yes.
We're like just dumping them in. We're dumping them in. And we're wondering how a virus is coming, because we're dumping in toxic chemicals in our bodies. And that is when we start to understand that, and you say, you know what? I have to be more. And I know that there's more to life than this.
Yes.
There's
yes.
more to life than being sick, not just sick physically, sick mentally, sick emotionally, sick of yourself. There's more to life than that. And when we start, a lot of times we get really frustrated with ourselves simply because we're bored with ourselves. You have outgrown, outworn, outlasted the person that you were and the thing that you thought you were. And so you're bored with that. All right, evolve. Just get something new going, because there's more inside of you. And the thing is, every quality of the infinite is already inside you. Every quality of God, every quality of the universe is already inside of you. And do you see what it can create? Do you see what it can behold, and how it has the amazing beauty to bring forth trees and flowers and birds and things that captivate us, and how the moon sets and the sun rises all the time, and the sky has this amazing plethora of colors that visits it throughout the day. And so all of that is inside of you. Those qualities, those possibilities are inside of you. And so a lot of times what we're having is there are things that are trying to unfold within you. There are things that are trying to express themselves. And you got to begin to ask yourself, what have I made myself available for? Am I available for the more that wants to come out inside of me? Or have I become complacent out of fear, out of talking myself out of it, out of listening to other people's labels of what I should or could be doing at this stage or age or time in my life? So where are we?
And that's normally what it is. It normally comes down to that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because fear will stop you from doing the thing that you know you should do.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, love will encourage you. That's why you have to have the right person by your side. You have to have the right people in your circle. You need to eliminate people from your circle that's not the ones that are helping you evolve to your higher self, because there is more than us, and there is more to unfold, and you need people that back your ideals that sound crazy. And how could you think of something so grand compared to where you are right now? You're talking about building a $10 million facility, and you're not even in the storefront. You know what I mean? You're in an apartment and mapping things out on what it's going to be. That's when it's going to come true. But the people that's saying that it can't happen, you don't need that energy and bringing in that fear aspect from you, from going to the place that's inside you that wants to come out. These higher things on the inside of us, man, they're there wanting to come out. And we have to get in agreement with them instead of getting in agreement with the negative stuff that's saying you can't do it because of this, you can't do it because of that, you don't have this. What I have is the potential to have anything, because as a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he. That potential is everything.
And we got to get rid of this old images of ourselves. That's why in the ancient text, it talks about taking off the old man.
Yeah.
All right. And putting on the new. All right. So we got to take off the old ideals of who I was. All right, I used to wear BDUs and be in the army. But I took that off. I'm no longer in the army. I can't be out here running around and acting like I'm an army man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that is a part of experience that I had. But I'm no longer that. And y'all would think I'm crazy if I come on here every time we do a video I'm in my army stuff.
You know how scripture teaches that you can't put new wine in old wineskin, because it will do what? It will burst. And wine is symbolic of joy, effervescent. It is symbolic of release and a free flowing. It is also symbolic of abundance or more. It's according to scripture, the grapes of the vine, the wine, the substance of it. So you can't put that new joy, that understanding of happy, more excitement. You can't put that in an old wineskin, because something is going to burst.
Yeah.
It's going to cause it to burst, and you right back in at square one because you're trying to...
Especially if it was nasty wine already. You know what I'm saying? You probably put some Dom Perignon and some Mad Dog 2020. You know? You shouldn't be doing that anyway. You know what I mean?
What's Mad Dog 2020?
Oh my God. I told you we're going to take your card. But that's all right. You don't need a card. Whatever wine that you drink, Moscow or whatever, you know, I'm trying to use something.
You know, that's the thing that we have to move forward. And a lot of times people try to move forward. This is another thing. We try to move forward by going back and fixing the past cleaning up
Absolutely.
The past.
Okay. Absolutely.
Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be the janitor of your past. All right, put down your broom, your bucket, your mop. Quit trying to fix it. You know, the fact is, you are not broken. You are not broken.
Yeah, let's start there.
Let's really start there. Yeah. You are not broken. No. You need to walk and think in the amazingness of who and what you are, because you are the expressed image of Christ. You are the expressed image of divine intelligence. You are the expressed image of love. So if you would just start in the love, start right there and say, you know what? I'm taking off all the janitorial clothes I got on, and shout out to all the janitors that do their job.
But y'all know I own a cleaning company.
Let them do their job and you do your job. You do your job, and your job is not to go back and clean up everything and trying to fix everything and trying to go back and see how I can reconcile
before
everything.
You can go forward.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Because what you have to do is pick a starting place and say, I'm starting from right here. I'm starting from right now. I'm starting from what I have in me. And what I have in me is potential. What I have in me is possibilities. And all things are possible to the one who believes it. So in order to know that you are more, in order to have more, in order to express more, you got to have faith in your faith. You got to have faith in what you believe. And when you begin to understand what you really believe, you live out the belief. You live out the belief. And sometimes what we say we believe is not really what we believe.
No, because you can have belief all day, but until your belief births action continually and consistently, belief is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you can believe all day, but if you didn't apply anything, it doesn't matter what you believe.
And if you can say we believe, but if I inwardly am secretly not believing what I'm talking about, because we talk.
Because you do what you believe.
Yeah.
It's more than words. You do what you believe.
There's a study that says that humans are the best at deceiving themselves, because we can talk more about what we actually believe. But the cool thing about it is, you are so amazing and we have so much potential that you can practice the possibility of what you believe. Even if you don't really fully believe it yet, what do you want to believe?
What do you want to believe about yourself?
That you can do? You know, for people who say, for instance, I want to be able to do a budget, but I don't know how to budget my money. I'm not good with the organization or budgeting. You want to believe that you can. Practice what you want to believe until it becomes a real belief, and you practice it and you talk about it, and you continually tell yourself, I can do this. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, through the functionality of the divine intelligence that's in me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can be whatever I want to be. So I can be a person that budgets. I can be intelligent. I can be beautiful. I can be divine. I can be love. I can be energy. I can be a doctor. I can be a lawyer. I can be a wife. I can be a husband and a good one. I can be what I want to be. And as long as I allow myself to express the more of who I am and get out of trying to go back and fix and clean up and decide all of the things that are wrong with me and list all the things that are wrong with me. How about listing everything that's right about you, everything that's right about your world that you see, everything that's right about what you can have, and then guess what? You're going to propel forward so quickly, so fast, because you're doing that. And it starts with, like you said,
getting in that silent place. And if you can be anything, and you can, we need to choose wisely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we all have the power, and that choice is very powerful. And if we use it the wrong way, we're going to birth the wrong things.
Absolutely.
That's why the text says think on these things. Those things that are good, those things that are lovely. Because you got to get into the right direction and you're going to create out of those things. Because you're a very creative being. You've created a lot of stuff. Some good, some bad. But one thing about it is you have the potential to be anything and create anything because you have a godlike essence in you. It's not your heart and your brain that's making this body function. What's making the heart and brain function? It's not the blood. So you got to go when you get into the silence and you meditate and you start thinking on who you are and the cosmos and how did the galaxy get here and where do people go and what's my purpose and how I get, and you start stripping away all these other things and get real quiet, you come to one thing that scientists have discovered themselves, is that everything's God.
Everything is God.
And now in every text.
Yes.
So those who are with Buddha, those who are with Allah, those who are with the Taoists and the Tao, and all those ancient texts, still they harmonize so well. We always try to talk about the differences, but they harmonize so well on becoming new.
Yeah.
Right, some of the same things.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because on the inside, we're all connected.
I love the Tao. I love the I Ching. I love the Bhagavad Gita. All of it is so amazing because it all gives you an opportunity to be able to see and experience exactly what you need to experience. So I like that. I like that how it brings, like you said, harmony to the scripture. It brings an understanding of how we come together, how we work together, and how spirit in its pureness moves within us. And as it begins to move within us, then we are one with it. So all of those ancient texts begin to describe that whether it is like we were talking about the Tao, the I Ching. But what you said was really good because when you talked about that and understanding that the cosmos inside of us and how it wants to express and the God in us. So that means that not only are we more, but God is more. God is more than we have defined him as. And
yes.
I think that understanding of that not only are you more, but God is more than we have limited him to. He's more than our churches. He's more than our titles in the churches. He's even more than the Bible that we read. Okay, and so when we understand that
he's more than some are right now. You know what? I just someone right now said, "Oh, that's blasphemous right there." Of course, God is more than the Bible. You know what I mean? He's more than the person that he gave the revelation of the Bible too. He's more than the person who gave the revelation of the Hindu text too.
He's
of course,
more.
He's more than that.
He's more. He's more than that.
He's and more than the world he created.
Right.
Come
and
on.
That's why I think we're in a time where we have to rethink how we do church, rethink how we approach the scripture, rethink how we approach even these titles. Because what are you going to do? And we've seen it when none of it matters. None of it matters because you can't do and rely on all of the things that we used to rely on that made us believe we were this or we were that. All of the labels, they're not helping anybody right now. So we have to understand that God is more. And I believe wholeheartedly that not only is he more, but he's still discovering all that he can be. And he wants to use us to do that. He's God. I mean, really think about that concept. What if God is discovering himself through you? And the thing is, again, are you available? Are you available for him to continue to define and decide and express
and expand
his nature and his being and his very thought and his very love, all that love could be? He's wanting to do that and discover himself through you. And you're busy thinking that I don't have purpose, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. But guess what? You are here on purpose, for purpose, and that is a part of the purpose, to be more, to become more.
Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And there's just so many aspects to that, of God inside of us and expressing himself and being more and unfolding, being manifesting in us. And so we all have purpose, and your purpose is to share your gift. What is your gift? There's something that you can give if it's love.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the one who creates some software. You don't have to be the one to create some architectural piece. You don't have to be the one who wrote the book. You could be the one who showed love to someone that no one else was showing love to, and they changed the whole life. You could be the one who brought peace to a situation, to a conflict. Okay, you have something that you can give at all times, and there's places that you want to jump in, but you kind of stay back. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to get involved in that maybe it's something you need to get involved to, and you're called to do that, and maybe that's something that you should do.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if you can do it, do it. Go ahead and do it. And the fact is that you can.
Absolutely.
You know, you can. And, you know, when we start thinking about that, you know, how much more we are, and that we are more. And again, our whole understanding today, or conversation today, is about just to remind ourselves and our audience that we are more. And let's not be afraid to explore it. Let's not be as afraid to explore that, because you are more than just a wife. You are more than just a mom. You are more than just a husband. You are more than just a dad. And you are more than just that inside of that. You are a great dad now, but you can be an amazing dad. You are a great husband, but you can be an even more amazing husband. You are a great wife, but you can be an even more amazing wife or mom if you allow yourself to explore all that you can be even within that. And so I think giving ourselves permission to say, I'm available to whatever the universe wants to express through me, and however it wants to express through me, because however and whatever it is, one of the things I am certain of is that it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Taste and see.
That the Lord is good, and his thoughts of us are good and not evil. So it can only be good. And so I am excited about that. And I hope that you all are excited about it as well. And we want you to remember this conversation and continue to remind yourself that there is more inside of you. So, that's our conversation for today. We want to remind you to like, subscribe, share, connect with us, and stay connected, because we get so much pleasure out of conversations with you. Don't forget to email us, to talk to us, or send in questions or suggestions at superherothinktank@gmail.com. Also, you can subscribe. You can anywhere podcasts are listed at. So just go there. And when you click on the podcast, especially for the Anchor, you're going to see like a gray page. A lot of people get confused about that gray page and think, well, what do I match? Just scroll down that page and you'll see all of the podcasts listed there. So just a tip for all of you who want to stay connected and subscribe. We never like to close our podcast without giving you the inspirational thought. So we want you to breathe in right where you are. And you can say this as a affirmation, or you can just ponder it, meditate on it as a solid inspirational thought. And so here we go. This precise instant is a fresh starting point. It is not made upon any decision or disappointment that was made previously in my past. This is a new moment, a good moment, an amazing moment. I am here for it now. So I want to remind you, we want to remind you that this is a new starting point for you, and this is your place of more. You are here for it right now. Thank you for talking with us.
Remember to use those keys, use that secret that I gave you about going into the silence, going into a quiet place, being quiet, getting rid of the phones, going inside within you, and that's where you're going to discover the more.
Thank you. Superheroes save lives, and
we start with our own.